Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Now, on to this now. We know that the DA Gauteng leader has been out and about. He was out and about a couple of days ago. Was it yesterday, I think, checking out Lilian Ngoyi Street and the developments there. But I want to start here where he also went to the Akasia police station. That's in Pretoria North. On the line with us is the DA Gauteng leader, Solim Simanga. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela. Good evening to the Kaya FM listeners. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Msimanga, let's start here with your visit to Akasia Police Station in Pretoria North. You've been doing the rounds with some other colleagues doing site visits. Let's start with Akasia Police Station. What were you looking to find there?
Well, you know, Pamela, we're struggling as a country to contain crime. There's a lot of crime that is taking place, and it looks like we are losing that fight. And this is why we've decided that, you know, we're not just going to sit back now. We're going to do something about it. And we are going to expose what is wrong. But also we're going to, you know, try and come up with some solutions that we are going to then be making proposals around. And you can only make proposals if they are based on some research and facts that you would have found out. So when we went to, you know, this police station, one thing that really influenced us going there is that it's regarded as one of the, you know, the worst performing in terms of dealing with issues of contact crime. And we wanted to find out from the police, what are the challenges that they're dealing with? And one of the things that we found out is that, you know, this is not even a building that is suitable for, used or to be used as a police station to start off with. You literally park your car in sewer. You have to walk in the middle of sewer to just get into the building itself. They don't have enough personnel that are, you know, are able to then assist with visible policing. They are on paper supposed to be having 24 vehicles. Only 5 of these vehicles are operational. They don't have holding cells. That means that if there is some, then that person will have to be taken away from the precinct into another precinct somewhere else, some kilometers away.
If I understand, they do not have cells.
Come again, Pamela?
Did you say they do not have cells in the police station?
Oof, Pamela, the line is not the greatest.
Right. Let me allow you to continue. Let me allow you to continue. Yeah, I was just saying, if I understood you correctly, you were saying they do not have cells at the police station.
No, they don't. They don't have cells at the police station. So, wow. if somebody's arrested, they have to take that person to another holding to another police station. Mm. So you have policemen that are already short staffed now out of their jurisdiction, going somewhere else to be able to then process somebody. Whereas the detectives don't even have enough facilities to hold dockets. They have to now store dockets in other places as well. There's no working telephone lines, so you have to call somebody on their cell phone. And if you, as Pamela, call and say, I'm reporting this, and your line cuts, they can't call you back. So these are what are the challenges that the police are sitting with.
Maybe give me a sense of the story around the vehicles. You're saying the police station is meant to have 24 vehicles. Now they're only operating with 5. What's the reason behind all of this? What did they tell you?
So the vehicle replacement is taking forever. So they don't get vehicles as they need them. Some of the vehicles have been sitting in government garages or with service providers for a very, very long time. So I asked them, you know, what is the oldest, the longest time that you've had a vehicle sitting in a government garage? And they told me one of their vehicles have been sitting in a garage for over 1 year, 6 months. And this is something that happens on a regular basis. Sometimes they say the vehicle will be back and probably not even fixed properly. And it will only be there for a couple of days and it's out of commission again. Things like, you know, batteries that don't get changed where they're supposed to be changed. Tires. I mean, literally when I went to Johannesburg Central Police Station, as we were walking in there, there's literally a vehicle in front of the police station, a police van, that tires are, you know, slashed or are flat on the ground. The vehicle has got bullet holes in it. and somebody's trying to work on the engine right there. And I'm like, in a country like ours, how is this normal and how is this in any way going to motivate you and me as an ordinary citizen to then say, you know, we are moving in the right direction and we're going to win the war against crime and criminals? That it doesn't. It really doesn't give any sense of, sense of hope or motivation that we're heading in the right direction in that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's quite disheartening.
We blame, you know, I say there are men and women in uniform that actually wanting to fight and they want to do the job. I mean, we've seen the Mkwanazis and of this world who really are wanting to do the job. But we find that the system is actually failing them. The system is actually working against the good cops. Yes, there are bad cops. As, when I was in Joburg, when we did the walkabout in Joburg, I've had shocking stories of, cases just disappearing, people pointing to criminals when activities are happening and the police are standing the other way. So these are things that are happening, unfortunately, and it's something that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency, lest we find ourselves living in a lawless society.
Sure. Let's talk about your other visit to Lilian Ngoyi Street. We've been here for some time now, 2 years later. We've had lots of updates, and every single time we get an update, we have an announcement of another delay. Your assessment of how the situation is at the moment?
Well, they said that they will be done by the end of August. I think. Mm. I tell you, that is not going to happen. We are now 208 million in, and you don't know what 208 has actually done in that particular space. And people are not held to account. There's a contractor, and then there's another contractor, then there's another contractor that comes in, and we keep pumping money, but we're not holding people to account for the money that have been paid. And this is a systemic problem that we're sitting with, unfortunately, in South Africa, that we tend to then not fix problems, but pump money, more money into that. That's what caused the delay. This is what causes, shoddy job that gets to be done time and time again. And we're not really, having consequence management, when things like this, occur. And that's the challenge that we're sitting with. And this is why, you can have, things that are supposed to be costing one thing or one rent, ending up costing 160 rent, because people are just wanting to loot, and not actually then be able to then deliver on the job that they're supposed to be doing. So that is a sad reality about where we find ourselves at this point.
So, you know, what feedback are you getting? We now know that obviously the MMC of Roads and Transport in the city of Johannesburg has been asked to step down. We don't know whether that's already happened, but who now is actually making sure that this project does continue and it is delivered on time?
Well, that's a good question. Yesterday when we were there, there was not a single person on site working. There's still pipes that still need to be made, and then there needs to be compacting that should take place. There's still needing to be layers that needs to be put up before you can then start putting a tar onto that stretch. So you're supposed to then also have proper project management that says that you need to pay people based on stages of performance and delivery. How did we get to 200 million? At what stage did we say then we are willing to pay that amount of money and we were okay with the job that has been done while that stretch of the road is still looking as it is? That is a big question that still needs to be answered. We are asking questions of the mayor and the executive, the whole executive, to take account. But it's not only around the issue of just the road there. It's the issue around the safety and security thereof. It's the issue around the economic hardship that people who are operating businesses in there are facing. It's the issue of the inconvenience that it has caused even the residents who are living there all have to then use this thing on an ongoing basis. So it's not just an issue of holding just the MMC responsible. I think it's the whole government that is the question. And not only government at a local level, but also at a provincial level. You would remember that Banyaza made commitments to then say he's going to work with them, he's going to assist in getting this thing sorted. But we don't see where the assistance is coming in and what work is actually being concluded now to then say, we can use that road again and there can be some economic activities that are taking place as they're supposed to be in that particular space.
So what was the bet, Mr. Msimanga? You said if they finish at the end of August?
If they finish by August. No, I'll put my kidney on the table.
I will have the kidney. Thank you very much. We'll speak to you at the end of August.
My kidney will be saved, Pimelo. My worry is this, Pimelo, that the work that needs to be done is actually going to take a very long time. Hmm. And then because now people want to, let's call it finish because of the 20th summit, we might get some shady job that that might be done there. Only to find that, in the long run, we might be sitting with bigger problems. Mm. And this is something that is systematic, Pimelo, that, we don't fix things. We just temporarily, plaster over problems instead of ensuring that we do things and we do them correctly. We spend right amount of money to do the right thing instead of over and over again and still getting things wrong.
We'll be happy to host you. Bring the kidney with you at the end of August, Mr. Msimanga. Thank you so much.
Well, we will talk again at the end of and we will actually then be giving you updates as we go, eh?
Appreciate that. DA Gauteng leader, Solly Msimanga there. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.